800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to go to Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why.
Echo.
Folks, real quick, go ahead, Jake.
I just wanted to say hello. And folks, you want to check out, we've been putting out a lot of videos out there. And you're going to want to see these videos on WND. We post them every week. We're also working with the Media Research Center. Many of you know them. Great guys down there. And also on our Facebook, you want to follow along the Facebook. Either jump on Bradley's Facebook or the Sons of Liberty Facebook and like the page. And you'll get those videos every single week that'll feed your soul. And they definitely do that. And they're also great, too, because social networking is just that, social. You can send these videos to people that you've been talking to for years that maybe don't listen to you because you're too close to the bloodstream. But if you send this video, it's something that's very morally compelling. That's the difference between our videos and typical news videos. It's something that's actually going to compel you morally and challenge those that are watching those videos, and it'll do a lot of good.
And not only challenge, but to edify. Mm-hmm. It has meaning. There's pith and marrow to everything that we write out there. Last week, Jake, what's your video up to now? 165,000?
Gosh, probably, yeah.
Jerry, I'm talking to one of the producers, folks. Well, what's his numbers up to now on a video he did a month ago? Yeah. Just hang on a second here. He's got one video that's on 160. I'm sure it's close to 165. Oh, 164,800.
That's a lot of people.
He got 200 to go, and that's quite a few people. And then what was his other one at? 26,000, I think. Oh, 29,000.
Abortion.
Wow.
Catching some traction.
Can you believe it? Jake went into a public setting to tell them that homosexuality is a sin and abortion is murder, mm-hmm. and show them the pictures of infanticide.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's just a fetus. I know. What are you? A grown-up fetus.
You know, that's a great point, too. I didn't even say that homosexuality is sin. I didn't even say that abortion is murder. I just showed them what it was, explained what it was, and the kids said it
was.
That's
right, and it came from a homosexual.
That's right.
Yeah, that came
from them.
They didn't get mad at old Elton.
No, sir.
No.
Lady Gaga, she's our girl. We'll embrace her.
We think.
Yeah, that's right.
Not sure about that one, right?
Most educated guessers are thinking that. But we do know one thing. She had a mother and a father.
Yes, we do know that.
She's the offspring of that mother and father.
That sounds like Christianity. That sounds like the God of the Bible.
That's the union.
Not being facetious.
No, just the truth.
Facts are stubborn things, said John Adams.
Get those facts out of the way.
Stubborn, stubborn things. They don't move.
No.
Doesn't need to be propped up. Nope. Lies, you have to prop them up.
Yes.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're not very stubborn. They're pretty easy to dispel.
A lot of starch needs to be sprayed on them.
Yes.
A lot of media starch. But you know what?
Day
it still
after
breaks
day
down.
After day, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. So here we are today.
Yes, we are.
Right? If it was true what the media was saying, I mean, we'd all be gone anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true the media says, I mean, we may as well all go out and just get skirts. Guys.
Those.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, or an abortion. I mean, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think they forgot.
Take life.
I think they forgot to reference the creator of life that said God hates hands that shed innocent blood and that homosexuality is an abomination. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's really what matters.
Taking that whole First Amendment, you know, freedom of the press, they don't see that in the beginning part of that, it's freedom of the religion that gives you the freedom of the press. They like the press part.
Good point.
Don't like the God part.
Good point. You mean we don't derive our rights from the state? Or do we? Wait, those are called privileges. And then when we derive our rights, rights come from God.
Yeah.
Inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
Not movable.
No.
No one can take them
away. And we're born with them?
That's right.
People don't give those to us.
States always trying to work to usurp those rights, aren't they? So they can offer you privileges.
Yeah.
For a price.
Yes.
Yeah. For sale.
Privileges cost money.
Privileges are for sale today. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a college program. And I want to lay it out for your candor. I think it's great stuff. It's some of the stuff you might have heard before on this program, of course, only on the Sons of Liberty. But with that, I've added a lot of new content to it. And I think everybody needs to listen to it in this country. Even, you ready for this?
Yep.
Even the Republican Party.
Oh, they don't got figured out yet.
No. The conservatives, they need to listen to this message because this is their principles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what they forgot about.
They did.
I've never heard about that old stuff. That's like my mom and dad talked about it or something.
Yeah, yeah. That Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, the.
And that... Rights of Bill?
Yeah, there's
no, it's not rights of Bill, folks. It's Bill of Rights.
We pay a bill for our rights?
That's what they want you to believe.
Oh, we pay the bill?
Yeah.
No, the taxpayer pays the bill. We don't have to pay the bill.
That's right. But what's going to have to happen? Oh, it said the GSA.
Nah.
Yeah, they just got popped too, didn't they? Yeah.
Dang it.
Criminal activity going on in federal government being exposed. Hopefully, Dara Issa takes it to him.
Yes. Take it to him.
We'll see what happens, man. Let's see his backbone. Folks,
yeah.
How do you tell if a stick is crooked? You lay a straight one next to it. You want to know who you are so you know where you're going? You have to tune back in just a couple minutes here. Stay tuned for the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. Be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let's go back just a little bit. If you guys remember the movie The Passion of the Christ, which actually came out in 2004, February 25th. Did you know that when that movie came out, that after 5 days it made $116 million? Oh, by the way, Hollywood would not help Mel Gibson distribute that movie. They would not help him out with one red penny to get that movie out to the American people. Boy, I bet they were kicking themselves after 7 days of that movie being out, because it made $211 million. It's the number one independent film in history. You think Hollywood is kicking themselves after they failed that one?
I know if I was, I would be.
You know, as a matter of fact, Hollywood had a height in their hypocrisy, because what they did is, when I went to see the movie in Kansas, they had this poster before you'd enter in to the movie to watch The Passion of the Christ. And it said this, quote, unquote, notice to moviegoers. The Passion of the Christ is R-rated and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children. You got to be kidding me, folks. What does Hollywood promote? It promotes sex, a little sex and a whole lot of sex, murder, and even cannibalism. And cannibalism, folks, is where people eat people. And by the way, it's not that bad if you use a little barbecue sauce. I better probably chuckle to that, because if I don't, the next thing I know is there's going to be a blog out there saying that I'm a cannibal now.
Yep, a cannibal.
Folks, they had movies playing in the same theater as The Passion of the Christ. These were movies that were in the same theater at the same time. Again, Passion of the Christ was rated R for sequences of violence. There was a warning sign on The Passion of the Christ. The Son of God that died for the sins of the world, they put up a warning sign. But if you promote sin, don't worry about the warning signs, folks. Monster was there, strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language. Yet that was rated R. There was no warning sign. another movie playing at the same time as The Passion of the Christ, Calendar Girl, nudity, language, drug-related material. Yet, that was PG-13. There was no warning sign. No, folks, if you promote that which crucified Christ, no warning signs. Just think about that. But when there's a sacrifice for our sins that put Christ up on the cross, then we have to put a warning sign because we don't want you to see what redemption really cost. Because if you really do see the price paid for our redemption, you might not tolerate the lawlessness that we promote, saith Hollywood. 21 Grams was another movie playing in the same theater as The Passion of the Christ. Language, sexuality, violence, and drug use. That was rated R, yet again, there was no warning sign. So I came up with my own sign, folks, and it says this. The notice to moviegoer should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Did you like that?
I did.
So did I. Matter of fact, when we would actually lay that out for the young students across the country, 18 and under, of course, they would shout because they knew it was true. Folks, did you know that G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. Interesting. G-rated films on average make $92.3 million on average. R-rated films, $17.9 million on average. It's not about the money, folks. It's about the indoctrination. In 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, you couldn't say nuts to you during a movie. You couldn't say dang, lousy, or jerk in a movie. It was unlawful. If a crime was committed during a movie in 1946, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. As a matter of fact, if you've all seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because Potter, the bad guy in the wheelchair, was not judged after stealing Bailey's money, did you know that Capra, the movie director, received more mail complaining about that than any other topic? Why? Because judgment could not be left undone. Mm-hmm. Could not be left undone, folks.
Shows it's in the hearts of the people at that time, too, to not even tolerate it in a movie.
That's right. Now you're taught this on a daily basis just to believe that the criminal, he'll be vindicated.
That's right.
Well, the victim, he'll be punished with the fact that the criminal wasn't being punished. He'll carry his burden. He'll carry the guilt, the shame, the crime. You got to ask yourself the question, folks, why are the movie theaters going up in the country anyways? Caesar said this. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. He said, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want with them. In other words, folks, when I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So we want to entertain to control, saith Hollywood.
I was just thinking Caesar, in his understanding of things, giving men a spectacle and a piece of bread. So nowadays you have spectacles going on all over the place, selling out. But yet back then, people were so concerned about justice, they would call in on a movie.
Yeah.
And now what do you see people concerned about is, for instance, who are the coaches that get the most hate mails? The ones that don't bring their team somewhere. People hate them so bad they'll send them death threats and hate mail.
Yeah.
Just because their football team or their basketball team failed in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So as Caesar understood that, obviously we all understand that Caesar was a tyrant. He was a domineer. He was the main leader of Rome. That's it, of the world. He was a tyrant. He was an example of what Hitler would have lusted and coveted after, what Mussolini tried to make himself.
Mm-hmm. So how would you control the
same
mob?
Methods. That way, entertain them.
Give him a piece of bread and a spectacle.
Don't educate them.
That's right. So, folks, people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And do you remember Woodrow Wilson? Woodrow. Why do you think they named him Woodrow?
Wood in a row? Maybe like they were looking at some forest that was planted.
The first thing
like
I think of when I hear Woodrow Wilson is Woody Woodpecker. I'm not even kidding you.
Really?
I used to watch it every day when I come home from school.
Woodrow. I think of those cars. That
you know, if it wasn't for Woody Woodpecker, I wouldn't be such a hardhead.
That was good.
Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president of these United States, said this. We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. In Youth Talk, if a nation expects to stay stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be.
To make a point to that, Woodrow Wilson talking about if we don't know where we've come from or what we're about,
yeah.
It just shows then, because then when you're a leader, your job is to preserve the rights of the people. You don't know what you're preserving if you have no clue of what history said.
Correct.
So now it's all about what I'm trying to create. What's further down the line, not what I'm supposed to preserve that's behind me.
Yeah.
What's down the line now?
That's right. If you want to teach him that rule of thumb, give him something. Doesn't that sound like a capitalist nation, a free nation, Republican form of government? Are you with me?
Incentive.
Or what you could do is you could create dependency upon the government
and
take everything away from them
and
just give them the crumbs off the table.
That's right.
And they'll always come back for more, won't they?
Yeah, the good way is you create a welfare state, and then those that are successful, well, you give them spectacles, you know, like sports arenas and horse racing and all this other garbage. They'll waste their time over there. The dumb people will waste their time on welfare programs.
Yeah.
And when I say dumb, I mean...
Dummy down.
That's right, dummy down. That's a much better term. Dummy down. Thank you for the correction.
I was a welfare kid. You calling me a dummy?
Yeah.
We're
going to
throw down.
Oh, man. I know who won that. Okay, so, that could be a spectacle then. They could use
it could.
That. They could
we'd put this
dummy
on
down
camera.
People that are really tough.
We could get on this and get a camera in here. Everybody could see it.
Dummy down people could beat up smart people. And then we have a spectacle and, well, anyways, wow. Know where that got out of control there. But that is true. In the end, if you don't know what you come from, you don't know what you're going to preserve, and if you don't teach the people what they've come from, they don't know that anything's supposed to be preserved, then it's on to new and
you know, I was just thinking when you said that. You know, we're only as great as the least of us. And
Amen.
When you look at your leaders in your country, is that not the standard for where we are as a people?
Yeah.
If they're the best we've got? And I'll tell you this, if they're the best that we've got, we better throw them off and get a new standard.
Incredible.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I think so, too. That's the only idea to want anything to change.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back, and I'm going to put you to the test. Democracy or Republic? Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet internet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried foods. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
It's we got Andrea in Iowa, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to say what you guys were talking about, but the movies. One thing I want to say was that what it does is it desensitizes the kids. It desensitizes everybody into believing that what is wrong is maybe not, maybe isn't so wrong. You know, girls nowadays, they get raped and they don't say anything because everyone gets raped. You know, and that's what it does is it desensitizes people.
Well, now you understand. Now you understand why it's so important to lay our emphasis and our premise on things that are sure and things
Absolutely.
That are fixed. Because that
Absolutely,
world
yes.
that world out there, like Bradley had said before, is that when there was no justice done in the movie, people called in and complained about it. They didn't tolerate it. They wouldn't watch things like that. The
mm-hmm.
reason why Hollywood continues to push it is because they know they keep it out there long enough and nobody reacts to it, in other words, to get rid of it. Then it's going to eventually stay out there, and the sheep will follow, and they'll follow in suit with the things that you're saying right now.
That's what we see today. You know, kids just don't care, you know, because they're not being taught right from wrong.
But what happens when they are taught what's right and wrong? Then all of a sudden they do care, and they're a force to be reckoned
Absolutely.
With.
Yeah, they rise to the level of expectation is what they do. You have to give them the expectation at the level that you're walking at.
Yep, and that's what's
Lead
so,
the way.
That's what's so terrifying to, let's just say, the other side, or as in the commentary that we read the other day with Charles Spurgeon and Joshua when he took the land, the enemy opposed him at every foot because the enemy knows, if I don't destroy them, they're going to grow up and destroy me. They're going to destroy my agendas. They're going to destroy everything that I stand for. That's why they work incessantly, and they're always paranoid, looking over their shoulders. What are they doing now? What are they doing now? Is somebody getting the hang of this? Is somebody getting the clue of this? Because they're terrified, just like darkness is terrified of light. There's nothing darkness can do to put out the light. The only thing they can try to do is convince the light not to put their light on.
Yes. Now, that's where I would have played a... And no, screeching. That wasn't my finger rubbing across the top of Jake's hair.
Oh.
Yes. No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Let's go to the next point. What form of government have we been given, folks? Democracy or a republic? 1-877-807-9977. Especially all you bunker freaks, why don't you go ahead and give us a call? If you got like a special bat phone in those bunkers ears? Just put your gun down and give us a call. All right? That's 1-877-807-9977. Now, if you're not eating some of your food rations, just set it down, go over to that water filtration system, put your glass back up on top of it, and give us a call, okay? Let's get some history, India, so you can stand up and be liberated, yeah?
Grab that red phone.
Now, most people, when that question's asked, they'll say that word democracy. And I bet a lot of you folks out there today just said, you know, we're a democracy, man. That's what the president's been saying over the last 50 years. I know, that's the problem. You've been listening to these presidents trying to lead you into a new world order. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Listen to some of our forefathers as to what they had said about a democracy. After I share with the people our Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, which means undividable, with liberty, freedom, and justice for all.
That wasn't the NBC version.
No.
That was the
you'd have
version.
To take out God for that. Yeah. Uneducated clown would have said that we were a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want if we were a democracy, and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy.
So the people in bondage and experience.
No, bondage justice. Is good. I like
bondage.
Yeah, you make me feel good now.
It's like in a cardboard box, like chocolate.
Dude, bondage. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like quiche.
We're the guys
like
that can make fun of ourselves when we make mistakes.
Quiche.
You don't hear that on any other network.
Like egg quiche.
Yes.
Bondage.
Yes.
So the only people in bondage are the people that believe we're a democracy. See,
right.
You're not even in bondage unless you convince yourself you are.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah. Here's another thing for those bunker freaks.
I was going to say
that. Listen, the government, are you ready for this? Works for you. You don't work for them. What do you think of that?
That should be pretty good.
As long as you're being ruled by law, they're working for you, my friend.
That's right.
Okay? Don't have nothing to be afraid of. Just come out of that little raccoon hole of yours. Stick your head out. The sun's shining, folks. Behind the darkest cloud, the sun is always shining. Talking about a democracy, let me go on. Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, said that a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. The known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness, excessive license. In other words, they're decrying their rights have been, they've been deprived of their rights, folks. In other words, they've been deprived of their lawlessness, and they hate the fact that they have to restrain themselves and obey the law. So what they do is they try to get rid of the law. I don't like the republic. I want a democracy.
That reminds me of a criminal.
And in their ignorance, they believe it to be liberty.
Yep.
Liberty is only found in what the law permits. Yes. Go ahead.
So it reminds me of a criminal. He wants to break into a certain store, and there's police officers by it. What does he want to get rid of, the criminal?
He wants to get rid of the cop with a gun in his holster.
Checking the store. So the person who owns the store, he wants to keep the police officer. The criminal wants to get rid of the police officer.
Yeah.
Which one's the good guy and the bad guy?
Let me think. Well, the government's right either way.
Yeah.
Probably the one that
true,
gets rid of the cop.
Yeah. Yeah, because the government is our cop. We need less cops.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's the
problem.
Whosoever
believes we're a democracy.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Good. You got me there.
Use that democracy.
So the bottom line is we don't want to get rid of the cops. We want cops because when we have cops, which, by the way, were not implemented into our country until 18...
Yeah. In the 1800s in Boston, in New York City.
Yeah. I bet most people didn't know that.
No. Didn't need cops because the neighbors...
looked out for each other.
Right. And the neighbors were armed, so if somebody wanted to get a little criminal or crazy,
yeah,
they could put a stop to it.
Now what are they taught to do? Just watch their neighbor get beat up?
That's right.
Love your neighbor as yourself? That's been thrown out the window.
Let the authorities handle this.
But what if they're beating up on the authorities?
Oh, yeah. You know, then more authorities can come.
Gotcha.
To help the other authorities that are getting beat up.
That's right. Create a new bureaucracy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because that's going to terrify criminals if you let the authorities deal with the situation.
But statistically, that's not true. It actually creates more crime.
Oh, pish posh.
Don't want to talk about that, right?
Statistics. I have statistics, too.
James Madison, the fourth president of these United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, said of a democracy, democracy is the most vile form of government. Folks, when is the last time you heard a president talk about a republic? No. Our democracy. Why? Dummy the people down. That's people right. are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. James Madison goes on, democracies have been ever spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security, a personal rights of That's property, right. and have in general been as short in their lives as they have in their violent days. That's why we have the longest standing constitution. According to...
We have lasted.
I was going to make a point. According to history, not rewritten history. Because they don't want to talk about those Malaysian Indians.
Right.
Yeah. But remember they had a 3,000-year constitution according to that leftist whack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that constitution doesn't exist anymore. We're talking about existing constitutions.
All right.
That we know about.
John Adams.
Not carbon-dated constitutions,
sure.
You know?
Right. I mean those guys that tell us what happened 3 million years ago and... they can't even tell us what the weather's going to be like this afternoon.
Carbon data living
or what happened yesterday. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Smart people. That's science, though. You know,
science. But science is they've left off the creator because science is the study of creation.
You're always smacking of religion.
Is it smack of the pulpit?
Yes. Smacks of the pulpit. You're a smacker of religion.
John Adams said of democracy, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes. What's happening, America?
Waste.
It exhausts. What's happening, America?
Running out of money.
And murders itself. What's happening, America? But your president today said that you're a democracy. And he's supposed to be a constitutional scholar.
Yeah.
Wow. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of these United States. A democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people take away the rights of the other 49. Boy, these guys really knew something, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, but according to the average college goer, the students in college, you know, these guys were stupid.
Yeah.
And they think we're a democracy, and our forefathers told us we weren't.
I mean, our first president went through seventh grade. What a dummy.
So what's the difference between a democracy and a republic?
The difference between a democracy and a republic has fixed standards that, as Jefferson said, protect the rights of everybody. Because God said
that our law-abiding citizens.
That's right.
Boy, you always got to draw that line.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. That's true. Because the way you forfeit your rights is by breaking the law.
That's right.
So the law teaches us where our rights are found because the law protects those rights. Yeah. The law also teaches us how we forfeit our rights because if we break them, now we go outside. It's kind of like when the player runs out of bounds.
Then we go to jail. Then we go into bondage when we break the law.
And there's no rights in jail.
Yeah,
the right is to those who stay innocent and abide by the uprightness of the law.
I hope the ACLU heard that. When you're in jail, you lose your rights.
Yeah.
You get that?
You don't get special halal meals if you're in jail because of religious persecution.
I don't think that's going to have to get rid of that. Okay. Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll be right back, folks. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The world of grown-ups.
Yes.
Folks, Jake's on his tweet right now, and boy, it's amazing. You'd think kids would be out there playing on that thing. It's not. Yeah. It's the adults.
Yeah. I remember the girl who worked with us and was in charge of Twitter. She's like, I just think Twitter is so absolutely stupid. I don't even know why people use it.
She's on it.
Yeah. It's mostly old folks. But, folks, you want to check out Bradley Dean's Twitter at BradleyDean1. We also have a Sons of Liberty Twitter now, too. So we're posting stuff daily, practically every hour.
You
every
know
couple
what I've
hours.
Noticed on there? And I guess I can understand. They're demented folks.
Yeah.
If they would hold me in context what I say with the content that I read,
yeah,
or I share with the people, if they would just that's where their problem lies. They don't tell you the whole story.
It's a perversion of truth.
In every sense of the word. And it gets old. We're talking about a Republican and democracy. We better get back to that. But on this tweet thing, it's exactly right. If they told the truth, they wouldn't sell the papers.
Yeah.
And see, what happens is when they're found out to be liars, why do people turn them back on again?
Yeah.
Because they've been found out to be liars over and over. They have not a foot to stand on, folks, if they put it into context.
Yep. Yeah. People won't tolerate, going back to the beginning of the show, when that movie came out. People didn't tolerate, wrote letters.
That's
said,
right.
No.
That's right. You mean they held the media accountable.
That's right.
Yeah. As a republic, folks, you have rights given to you by God. Yes, said John F. Kennedy, who's exactly right.
Declaration of Independence.
Your rights didn't come from the generosity of the state. They came from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. He's exactly right, as I said. As a democracy, you have privileges given by the state under a dictatorship, because at length, that's exactly what it is.
Somebody's got to take over and organize the chaos.
President Andrew Jackson, I go back to those stumbling blocks again, those forefathers, those presidents of these United States.
Dead old white guys.
And that's exactly right. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of these United States, said the Bible is what our republic rests upon. That's another reason people attack us so much.
Yeah.
Because they hate that light that exposes them. Did you know that William Blackstone, commentator on the laws of England, English common law, folks? You know, America?
Yeah.
He said,
Seventh Amendment.
Quote, unquote, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That sounds like a Christian man to me. And then Charles D. Montesquieu, who followed up right behind him, Baron Charles D. Montesquieu, just means he had a lot of money.
That's right.
Said, liberty is only found in what the law permits. I love that quote because it gives so much understanding. How much time do we have left? I'm going to get into this media portion, and I don't want to put a little salt on people's tongue and leave them hanging for 23 hours. Well, we got 8 minutes. How about I just set it up for tomorrow, and then I'll let Jake share some things with you real quick, folks. If the media can convince you that we're a democracy, always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. By the way, I studied this a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. In other words, the government uses editors to bully the people into submission to accept their will be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it any other way, Jake. You got it a different...
Oh, yeah. I think the way that he was implying it is, okay, so the government, the safeguard of the people, if the government wants to turn tyrannical, is the media. Because they're the media supposed to expose the government.
But if it's a democracy mm-hmm. and the editors fall in line with the government because yep. they're now governed by the government, they're in line, mm-hmm. they're hand in glove with that government, now they become a bully to anybody that resists their new agenda like what we're seeing today.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, they have to, because at that point now, if we're deceived that we are a democracy, well, then who convinces the people? It certainly isn't the government. The government needs the media to convince the people, so when the media convinces the people, it's whatever the media says.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I took it. Remember last time we went through this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when we were discussing this and we were...
Yeah. I'm trying to get you to understand what I understood, and it's plain as day. It's plain as the hump on your nose.
Ooh. You know how I got that, don't you? I ran into a wall.
Did you?
Playing baseball.
No, you ran. That's how you got that. Yeah, that's how you got that.
Should have seen the other guy, though.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
His hand.
Yep. No. I didn't.
Did they see your locker, though, Jake?
No.
All right.
My locker. So are you done yet? I don't
know. No. I'm going to set this up. Big news. 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. Listen carefully, folks. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers. Listen again what he said. High-ranking news managers and ask them to, you ready for this? J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. So he had to figure it out. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Whose policy? Their policy.
The ones who bought the papers.
That's exactly right. So in a nutshell, they, not all by the way, those in the state-run media are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Now this is my final point. A majority of those that report the news have no knowledge of right and wrong, folks. We asked one individual who works for WCCO in the state of Minnesota here. He was a news anchor. We asked him, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? This is what he said. He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. Okay, fair enough. But listen to what he says right after that. My job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Well, I'm curious to know, how do you know where justice and fairness is failing if you don't know the difference between right and wrong, Mr. I'm not an arbiter?
Mm.
That doesn't make any
circular
sense.
Circular reasoning then, huh?
Totally.
I keep following. It's because we're smart, so we can tell you what's fair and just. But I thought you don't tell us what's fair and just. Well, I don't. I just tell you where there isn't fair and justice. Well, how do you know it's fair and just? Because I told you what's fair and just.
Totally. But and then you know what happens when you tell them the truth? They stand up and they say, you know what? It smells like mushrooms in here. It looks like these people in here want to hurt me.
Yeah.
This is how the media responds to you when you call them up for who they are.
They'd prefer to bite on their own tail.
Totally.
Keep chasing it around.
Totally.
Don't give them something of substance.
And I am so willing to stand there and say, you know what? You need a hug.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hugs work wonders.
Totally. That was my setup for tomorrow, so we're going to continue.
Yep.
Folks, on this collegiate assembly.
That's right.
That we're going to be laying out to the college here in the state of Minnesota on Monday.
Ushered. Yes.
Ushered. Injected.
And we're
going to put it right into the vein of the young people.
That's right.
Ooh, that's the problem, saith this ungodly, unconstitutional administration.
And we will see what they do with that truth because they will react.
That's right. And what is hope? What is hope?
It's what you do with the life that's been given.
That's right.
To you.
That's right. That's not what I would have said, but I like the fact that you paved your own way when you said that. You have just changed the words a little bit and copy me
that's
to no
right.
ends. That's right. Just like you do on your old high school assembly program. It's been a real laid back one, but it's been good because it's been slow. And most people are probably saying, you know what? I didn't even have to drink a cup of coffee to stay up with Bradley this time.
That was awesome.
But that's good.
Sorry about that, coffee sales. But we do want you to know we are a listener-supported ministry. We're a listener-supported radio broadcast.
And we're not selling fear.
No.
We're selling hope.
That's right.
And we're selling truth.
And we want
buy the truth and sell it, not the Bible says.
That's right. And that truth has got to get to a lot more people, folks. As you know, your neighbors, friends, family, you can do it multiple ways. You can have them listen to the show. You can share the videos. By the way, that media expose that Bradley was just talking about, we just posted it on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. It's an awesome video. This week we have a praise and worship CD that's performed by Stephanie Joy. She does an awesome job on this CD. It's got all the traditional hymns, but it's kind of pumped up, so it's more modern. For all donations of donors that donate $20 or more this week, we're going to send that CD off to you. Now, this is a recent comment. This is what this guy said, speaking of giving truth and hope to people. Thank God that you are out there standing for what is right in the sight of God. When so many in our country have abandoned the principles of our country was founded on, keep going strong, brother, Russ. And Russ also helped contribute to the ministry so that we can continue to bring it to more people like Russ out there. And that's what we're asking for you folks.
And let me interject one thing. Rush, it's not just us.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Rush?
Yeah. Rush?
Now, most people is going to think it's like Rush Limbaugh or something. We do know David, though. We've had him on the radio a couple times.
I'm sure Rush listens.
Oh, I know he does.
He would be very wise to listen.
We keep turning him down
because
he's only got 20 million listeners.
That's true.
It's got to be at least 30 before we jump on anybody's radio show. But in saying that, Russ, it's going to be a lot more effective when it becomes not just you, but we.
That's right. And, folks, if you would assist us and help us in that, we're listener-supported, so that's how we continue to grow.
Amen.
It's your seed
and
our seed together.
And we're not asking you just to sow in. We're asking you to be a part.
That's right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.